Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football newsletter.
Oh, yes.
John.
Big time. Big time.
It's an update for the newsletter being delivered through your door via the wonder of podcast technology.
We don't talk about listeners. We talk about our circulation.
Yeah. If people want the print copy, they're very welcome to it. You just have to write in.
I mean, just for clarity, there is no print copy. I'm not. This already takes up enough
John,
of my life.
You say that. You don't know what I do the rest of the week.
Well, that's true.
I type it all up. Get it on some pink or green paper.
Yeah.
And then it all goes out folded beautifully in everybody's bag.
I didn't realise.
Before they go home.
I thought you were a busy gigging comedian, without the sort of time for this sort of malarkey.
I mean, I'm in the newsletter trade. They say the print media is gone, John.
No,
they
haven't. Well, we're bringing it back.
Very niche, isn't it? They say go niche now, go small time.
This is
it. If you're opening up a shop on the high street, cater for a very small group of people. That's what I'm doing with my newsletter service.
And that's what we do with the Natos Pod. It's the definition. We're narrow casting.
Exactly. Exactly. We're a National League football podcast. We're not a Talk United podcast, as people throw that mud at us very regularly.
Absolutely
as
not.
As you can see recently from, if you look at our Twitter feed at the moment, there's literally no, there is some talky content.
You do well to pick out any Talk United content in there. But I mean, look, as well as the, tweets, there is the old tweet about Talky. I don't know if you noticed a fantastic video I put out at the weekend. Literally on the ice. That's
John,
still up
it.
There on at Natops Pod. Literally on the old ice rink at Somerset House, on the ice.
I was wondering if ITV are going to be in touch.
Well, I mean, to be fair, after a shaky start, I found at the end, I think I found my true calling. I was absolutely brilliant.
Were you good at it, John?
Well, I got a bit cocky and then I went into the speed skating stance. You know, the old, like you see in the Winter Olympics,
lovely.
Arms behind
one
the back.
Arm, one arm behind the back.
Yeah.
What was his name? Will. Oh, what was his name? Famous speed skater, Will.
Will. Oh, I have absolutely no idea. Will Young, I Am.
No, we had like a good speed skater for a while in this country. Will Speed Skater.
Hi, I'm Will Speed Skater. Speed skater Will
speed,
Self
I've actually,
Smith.
I've actually put in Will Speed
That's another sport altogether.
But what I do in my own time is up to me. Not a N-A-I-S-P. Hey, John, but the National League happened.
Oh,
isn't
it did.
I mean, I know we're trying to ignore it at the moment.
Yeah.
But it has happened.
National
we can't,
what?
We can't deny it.
I know. We better. I mean, look, let's work out what's
we
coming
get
up.
On with the,
let's
get
work
on with
out
the
what's,
newsletter,
Let's
John.
Work out what's coming up on the newsletter. Coming up on the newsletter this week, well, like you say, plenty of National League news. Two sets of games to cast our collective eyes over.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do a brief talky corner. We don't like to talk about talky because they're not doing that well. But
I'm not. And also, we're not a talkie podcast.
We're not a talkie podcast. It doesn't really matter that much. But you have got an on-the-spot. You went to a National League game, so it's only fair that we bring you an on-the-spot match report from Eastleigh. We've also got a big interview this week with former Soccer AM presenter, current TalkSport presenter, Cambridge United fan Max Rushton. We're going to round up in the Pick of the Pop style. We asked you for your suggestions for our Christmas production.
Oh, yes, of course. We looked for that, didn't we? Because you're looking for inspiration.
Inspiration. And you came back to us in your droves, so we'll round up the best of those. Another FOF game. Jane Kelly returns, as does Jim's Bentley, the new and improved and streamlined Jim's Bentley.
By popular demand.
I think it might actually...
Jim's Bentley returns.
I think it might be winnable now. You never know.
Jim Bentley won again last night, John.
He
away
did.
At Wrexham.
Yeah, he did. I think we might have a musical number from Chorley Bassey as well. It's all to come. It's all there.
It's all going to happen. Magic. Well, give us some news, John. Why don't you do that?
I'll bring you some news. Let's go back to Saturday first. And like you say, yes, Jim's Bentley firing on all cylinders. They beat Dagenham 3-0 at home. So the first sort of signs of revival under Jim's Bentley.
Working his magic.
One team who are struggling, much like Torquay, really, is Notts County. Saturday, they went to Aldershot and lost 2-1. So that was a really poor result for Notts County. Aldershot went ahead through Mohamed Bettermer, named after a little-known incident in the Nativity. I don't know if you've ever seen that. One of the wise men.
I can see where it's going.
He had to take his present back to the shop. He wasn't happy with it. He did want some Bettermer.
Yeah. We knew where you were going with it, John, the moment you said the Nativity. Have you ever seen the Muppet Christmas Carol, John?
I love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
It's obviously the best film of all time.
It is. And it's got Michael Caine.
Come in and know me better, man.
Yes, you're right. It was Barrow 2, Barnet 1. This is still on Saturday. Barnet had Mauro da Silva Vilhate playing for them, which I realise fits in quite well with Living Da Vida Loca.
Lovely, John.
Mauro da Silva Vilhate. See, it works quite well.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Mauro da Silva Vilhate.
Very good.
Obviously, it was Chorley 1, Torquay 0. Doesn't matter. Move on. Dover 1, Solihull Moors 1. Halifax 1, Eastleigh 1, which meant no wins in 3 for Pete Wilde's promotion chasing Halifax. I think they're playing on the Hootenanny this year. Pete Wilde's promotion chasing Halifax.
Give us a bit of that, John. Pete
Wilde's promotion chasing Halifax. Bit of a super group. Hogmanay. That was a really good outtake from last week, which you wouldn't have heard.
Oh, did it not get on?
No, it didn't. It was definitely it was in an off-air conversation. Hogmanay. Jules Holland, just slightly wrong.
Me getting it wrong, like a right old dad. My mum once called, "You've been framed. Are you being framed?"
It was Harrogate 3, Chesterfield 1. Chesterfield did go ahead in that game, but collapsed. Hartlepool 2, Boreham Wood 2. Boreham Wood were 2-0 up, but chucked it away in the last 20 minutes to let Hartlepool back into the game. But they did go ahead, Boreham Wood, through a penalty from Zorba Thomas. Let's have a quick glass of ouzo. Is that Greek?
Here it comes. Oh, lovely. I love a bit of ouzo.
Glass of ouzo. Pita bread. Have a pita bread, please.
When I went to Estonia, they did ouzo with tequila on top of it, and it splits, and then chili in the top.
Oh my God!
A drop of chili in the top. Good, John. I only had two.
It was Stockport 1, Ebbsfleet 1, Sutton 0, Bromley 2. Bromley returning to winning ways after 5 without a win on Saturday, and Wrexham 3, Yeovil 3. A thriller at the racecourse. But you better not kill the groove, as Sophie Ellis-Bextor once said.
Mid killer of the racecourse. As we can see there, and we'll see by the results in a minute, John.
Yes.
No one is pulling away. Everyone is beating everybody.
Everyone absolutely all over the place.
Badly. Everyone's all over the shop. No one's got any form. No worries.
It's bonkers. It's a bonkers league, and there'll be...
There's no good team. There's no team like that yet. That's just absolutely massive, really running away with it.
Yeah.
And that team will be Torquay United.
Tuesday night, obviously another set of games. Harrogate got a last minute equaliser, drawing 2-2 at home to Halifax. Dover 3, Maidenhead 4. Plenty of goals at the Crabble. A 7-goal thriller for Vera Lynn to enjoy down at the Crabble.
She'll have loved that. She'll have loved that one.
Absolutely loved that.
Some old Chelsea pensioner down in Dover.
Good Lord. Yes, I'm sure all of that got bleeped.
Redacted.
None of that going out. Not while she's alive anyway. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It was Notts County 2, Bournemouth 2. So two all draws in a row for Bournemouth. And they got themselves a 90th minute equaliser. Guess who from? Zorba Thomas again.
He's on fire.
He is absolutely on fire.
He's had one of them Uzos. They've set on fire.
He's had a flaming Uzo. But yeah, Zorba Thomas. I don't know what was in his pre-match pita bread.
We've done Uzo. We've done bit of Greek music. Bit of pita bread. There we are. We've done.
It was Dagenham 1, Sutton 2. So a couple of really poor results in the row for Dagenham. Stockport 1, Solihull Moors 4. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? What the hell?
Second or something, aren't they, John?
But this is what you mean. They had a really poor start to the season, Solihull. And now look where they are. It can all change. It can all change so quickly.
The cards. I mean, nothing for a pair. And I look at the top of the table, John. None of those teams are winning the league.
No.
None of those top four are winning the league.
Okay. Promise interesting. You. I could maybe promise see you. Solihull Moors doing it, but look, you never know.
No.
If you think it's bad, you could be a Chesterfield fan. Chesterfield 1, Hartlepool 5 on a Tuesday night. I mean, what on earth? But look, it's clear something has to change, and it has. They sent out a tweet on Wednesday morning off the back of that game. Member of backroom staff departs. You think, well, that's it. You know, got to make a change. That's right. Strength and conditioning coach Rob Coleman has gone. He's gone.
They're not strong enough.
No.
And their conditioning, their hair looks terrible.
So that's it. Coleman out. Woking 2, Bromley 1. Don't need to talk about that. Not interested. Barrow 2, Chorley 2. Great result for Chorley. A few good results in a row. They beat Chesterfield, beat us, drew it up at Barrow. So they're picking up a little bit, but Barrow still stay top. Barnet 5, Ebbsfleet 2. So a bit of a brutal thrashing for Ebbsfleet there. So they slip down to the bottom. Yeovil 2, Aldershot 2. And Wrexham 0, AFC Fylde 1. So all of that means that Wrexham are now dropped down to 22nd. And Chesterfield...
Struggling, John. Yeah. Struggling, Wrexham, aren't they?
Ebbsfleet dropped to the bottom. Chorley move up a place to 23rd. So they're starting to pick up. Barrow stay top. Solihull, Bromley, Woking, Halifax, Yeovil and Harrogate in the playoffs. Do you want a quick Romford update whilst we're on the news?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. How are we getting on down there?
They lost 3-1 to Derryham Town on the weekend and ended up with 10 men. So a fairly lacklustre start for Glenn Tamplin, who truly is King of the Bells.
I mean, we don't need to do Tamplins and Dragons.
No.
Because it's just...
It's there. It's
can't
happening.
Get close to what actually happened. A brilliant news roundup. Oh, well done for you, Double Bubble.
Thank you very much.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession now. This week's big interview, John. I don't know how you've got it.
I really stretched my contacts.
He's rarely away from your work. He sports Cambridge United.
Yes.
He used to present Soccer AM. He no longer sports Soccer AM because he's busy on a Saturday morning with me, 9 to 11 on TalkSport. It is the brilliant Max Rushton.
What do I miss most about the National League? Absolutely nothing. There is nothing. The only feeling you have when you're in that division is how quickly can we get out of this misery and shit. Am I secretly quite pleased Torquay beat us in the 2009 playoff final, so it gave us an extra season in non-league? What are these questions? No, I was not happy about it. Actually, for me, it was very good in my first year of Soccer AM for Cambridge to be playing Torquay at Wembley. It sort of felt like it was scripted, but when that horrible long-haired Chris Hargreaves scored, I was very disappointed. And I have no... Dreaming spires or punting on the cam. So my summer job was punting on the River Cam. And it was cash in hand. That's good, isn't it? And you got a little brown envelope at the end of the week. and half of your body got incredibly fit because you sort of got a one-armed based fitness routine. So by the end of a summer, I'd have a left pec and a right move. I'd take Cambridge over Oxford, although I had a wonderful time studying at Oxford. No one believes I went there. Am I still annoyed with Phil Bolland for getting sent off in the 2009 playoff final defeat to Torquay? I will let you in on a secret. I'd completely forgotten not only that Phil Bolland got sent off, I'd forgotten the name Phil Bolland. But Phil, forgive me for that. It literally does not cross my mind on a regular basis. John Beck or Richard Money? This is another stupid question. John Beck, 100%. Took us from 18th in Division 4 to the cusp of the Premier League, quarterfinals in the FA Cup, 2 years running. A lot of people credit sort of Bielsa or maybe Pep with the football that people play now, but it all came from John Beck. Tim Sills header for Torquay versus Cambridge in the 2009 playoff final, or Chris Hargreaves' left-footed thunder bastards? I like neither. There's something about Chris Hargreaves that sits, just sort of has stayed with me for longer, so I don't care, actually. I'm Max Rushton on the ice.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Torquay Corner.
Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Oh, dear.
Real life shoplifting today, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
In a shop, Christmas, in a toy shop it was.
Wow.
Woman ran out with some stuff in her bag. I thought, you know, she didn't, you know, her kids might get a nice present this Christmas. And that's how I feel a bit about Chorley beating us Saturday. Well, you know, they need some points from somewhere, don't they? I think we can spare the points for these younger teams at the moment. We're doing, you know, we took them off the big teams.
Like one of those, when you're watching Channel 4 and then it just comes on, can you help a struggling National League side this Christmas?
That's what it's like, John. It's all frustrating because we've got no players, John. If we were losing with our normal players, I'd be cross. But it's just like, we're just going to have to suck this up.
I can kind of take losing to Eastleigh because we always lose to Eastleigh. We never beat Eastleigh. You know, you kind of think, well, yeah, but I don't know. Chorley was a bit of a depressing one. But, I mean, look, the thing is about Chorley is there is quite a well-known singer.
There is, of course.
From Chorley.
There is, of course.
I think she's related to the great Shirley Bassey. This is Chorley Bassey.
Oh, very nice. With her ode to the goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Of Torquay United.
Cold fingers. Not the bench. Always on the A38, M5, M6. Between the sticks. I've got such cold fingers. Pretty boy, please don't shoot above my shin. It will go in. It will go in. It will go in.
What a voice.
What a voice. I turn round in my chair.
So 1-0 loss to Chorley. And then, yeah, Eastleigh on Tuesday night. A bit of a disappointing 3-2. 3-0 down before half-time. Pulled it back in the second half. But, I mean, you were there, and we are going to have some on-the-spot match reporting. I must very quickly apologise to one of our valued listeners and fellow Torquay fan, Tom Vosper. I realised far too late that I'd walked past him at Waterloo. I've realised afterwards I'd completely blanked him. So I must apologise. I wasn't wearing my glasses. I wasn't being rude.
No, in Eastleigh, Tuesday night, I couldn't park. It was a nightmare to park. And I found this lay-by.
Yeah.
It was like I could see the ground from the lay-by.
Yeah.
So I left, and there were other cars parked there. So I jumped in. And then there was a a fence
yes.
you could jump over, and you were like in the grounds, and it was like, okay, right, save me a big long walk and everything. So I jumped over this fence, and as I was clapping, you know me, John, I could have been a gymnast if I could be bothered.
Very supple.
Very sort of lithe. And as I was, let's say, clambering over the fence, this bloke went, oh, you're from the podcast.
Hey.
I was like, oh, God. I was like, oh, you should have said on the ice. I was on a fence, literally
on the fence. Oh, that's very nice. Says,
maybe send us a letter, Tom, to tell us your experience of John blanking you. And it might even get a FOF number out of it. You
might
know.
Do. I mean, I feel like that's the least we can do to make it up. But yes, Tuesday night, Eastleigh, let's hear what you had to say for yourself.
5 minutes in, it's been all us, but that's because they're utter shit. And we've not been able to really put any passes together so far. Welcome to Eastleigh. I'm 12 minutes into seeing this new look shit talky that we seem to be going with at the moment. I know we haven't got any midfielders, but we just seem to be playing it over the midfield. That seems to be the tactic. I mean, we've just got no shape. We just miss all our players. Oh, I just want the National League South back.
Literally, Eastleigh's second attack. We've been absolutely stupid at the back as ever. Blatant handball. Defence stopped defending. Here he comes. It's Rendell, of course, to take the penalty. Kovalainen in goal. Up steps Rendell. Here he comes. Long run up. Little stutter. Bottom left-hand corner. It was always going to happen. Second attack. We've had all the play. Seems to be how it works.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Where's that white team going? Anyway, look. When they all come back, when all our players come back, we'll have another go at it. But, 3-0, half time.
Well, I mean, mental first 10 minutes, second half, just really exciting. We've had the chances. Larry made too many bad decisions in and around the box, coming forward. And, should have won the game, really. Honestly, should have won the game. And annoying.
Wow, there we are. Depressed. I mean, it's what
depressed,
a
when I
yeah. It just sounded a bit depressing.
Also, in that commentary of Rendell's penalty,
yeah,
I do a little glitch in the because I say down to his left, right, down to his right because I don't know how you call. It's because I was sat behind the goal.
Yeah,
right?
Who's
so
right?
I was like, is it my right or is left?
Well, that's
which
what they
is
say.
It? Is it bottom left?
To the keeper's left. That would be how they'd say
keeper's
it, wouldn't
right.
it?
Yeah,
if we do ever right. get the Natobs commentary off the ground, this is the sort
it's
of thing you've got to look forward to.
It's
who's
happen,
left?
Isn't it, John?
Left, right.
Natobs comms.
My left.
Natobs.
His
Natobs
right.
Natobs comms will happen at some point. Good luck, everybody.
But yes, I mean, look, I have full confidence we can beat Stockport at home on Saturday. Hopefully 100%. We might have a few players back. If not, hopefully they get the hoses on the pitch and call the b***er off.
Is Reedy injured? Yeah, or is he, in inverted commas, injured?
Well, I mean, I don't know about
trying to sell him at Christmas.
I don't know about the inverted commas, but he's out for 2 weeks. He's got a bunion on his foot.
Bunion. Back of the bunion bag. In the bunion. Stop. He got a bunion from putting him in the onion bag. I got there in the end, didn't I?
You got there, yeah.
We heard the workings out as I was going, bunion, it rhymes with onion.
Show
onion
your back.
Footballers, onion back, bunion, onion and back. Elliot Bunion. That was Talkie Corner.
Yes.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Oh, yes. We've got a lovely letter this week from Steve Thomas, FOF 13, who says...
Hey, Steve. On the ice, Steve.
On the ice, Steve. He says, Charlie and John, call me untrusting, but John's recollection of incidents at Playmore in last week's show was highly suspicious.
Steve is quite suspicious of you anyway, John, remember?
Yeah,
this.
I think he is, really.
He has previous on this.
He does. He says, I think that the letter from a listener was close to discovering the truth of their accusation that John had been spotted entering corporate hospitality. John's highly visible buster with a pop side regular during the match and reported long drinking session with a Sky at Night presenter in boots and laces before the game seem extraordinary. And his performance on the show last week put me in mind of famous faking it tears of a killer incidents, where a murderer tries to throw the investigation off the scent by creating distractions and false recollections whilst knowing damn well that they are guilty of the crime. I'm convinced that John engineered and highlighted these incidents as a conspiracy to imprint a memory on fellow supporters that John was in the pub or on the terraces, giving him an alibi before he sneaked back to receive the best hospitality of Playmore. Yeah. My accusation is in no way related to any personal grievance I have with John for being the unfortunate fop humiliated in the Jim's Bentley quiz recently.
I think he feels robbed.
Robbed, probably rightly so. The fact that I flunked a quiz which was as impenetrable as a diamond-encrusted chastity belt and as popular as Steve Evans at the tax office is purely coincidental. On the ice, Steve Thomas, Foth 13.
On the ice, Steve. And do you know what? He wouldn't fling this around, John, because we know he's a union man.
He's a union... Steve, what's the first sign of madness? Paranoia.
Oh,
paranoia, John, Steve.
That,
you're paranoid.
That is what you... But, John, that is what you would say if you were trying to put people
well,
off
maybe.
The scent. The, you, in your ivory palace of being a man of the people, John,
Steve.
Is coming crashing down.
Where's
because
the...
Steve has found it out. We're becoming like one of those true crime podcasts.
Steve, where's the smoking gun? You haven't got one.
Oh,
where's the grassy knoll in all this, Steve?
I'm going to find it. You know that steel does not melt at that temperature.
The flag at Playmore was fluttering in the wind when it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was. Well, Steve, thank you for the letter. I think we're onto something. If anybody else doubts John's working man credentials, do let us know on at Nat Obs Pod.
Or nationalobsession@gmail.com. Steve, don't be such a doubting Thomas. Come on.
I'm here all week.
We are. Also, in letters from a listener this week, as we said at the beginning of the programme, we asked for your help.
We put a call out, John, didn't we? For people to give us potential titles for our Christmas-themed...
Yes.
The play that you do. I will just say you do it every single year. I've never been involved in this.
No.
Debacle. But
you haven't heard it yet. But we did ask for your help. For the Christmas production this year, we needed some inspiration. And you did come back to us in your droves. So it's only right that we run the rule over the best of them.
Ah.
I always get a bit uncomfortable using this music. I don't know. It's a bit 70s Radio 1, isn't it? Rachel Malik. Sent in a few options. Snow White and the Seven...
Hello, Rachel.
Snow White and the Seven Dookus.
Mm.
Sleeping Beauty, which is quite good.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Or Mother Buse.
Mother Buse. A lot of people... Buse is a big favourite, isn't he?
Buse is a big favourite. Local bay.
Local. We like him. He's local. He's one of our...
John Greenwood comes up with Wizard of Hours.
I think we've done Hours. Surely Hours is over for Hours.
Don't want to really think about Gary Hours.
But very nice. Thank you for getting involved.
Andy, APS_GB, says Beauty and the Beastly.
Very nice.
That's quite good.
We're not a talkie podcast. They're all talkie based so far.
Exactly. Jack and the Beans talkie. Could be.
I like it.
Matty Hayward comes up with, I mean, this is the definition of laboured.
Politics student, of course.
He comes up with Taiwo Atien, Snow White and the Seven Danny Stevens.
I mean,
it doesn't roll
shame,
off the tongue, though, does it, Matty? That's the problem.
No, but lovely mention of Taiwo Atien. And we insist, as always, not a talkie podcast.
Not a talkie podcast. Clive Haywood, of course, father of Matty, came up with a few as well. Babes in Steve Woods.
No, that's very nice. That's very good.
Again, not a talkie podcast. I personally like Jean-Pierre Cimbarella, which was one of Clive's as well. That could be my new favourite.
If we did that one, people might think we're a talkie podcast. John.
I know. I mean, I don't know why they get that idea. Andy Charles comes up with Beauty and Ben Gehring. Can see what he's done there.
Okay, yeah,
you can
like
see
it,
what
yeah,
he's
like
done
it.
There.
Not bad.
He also suggests Puss in Boots and Laces.
That's good. Oh, that's good.
Sam Drewiff comes up with Wizard of Nat Hobbs.
Very nice.
Not
very
strictly
nice.
A pantomime, though, is it? Wizard of Oz.
I don't
if we're being absolutely brutal, not Christmassy or pantomime-y.
Thief. beef into
beef. Pod beef. Lee Windiat comes up with Dooku in boots. Could work.
Dooku in boots. Okay, yeah.
Could work. And finally, I think possibly my favourite, and we're not a talkie podcast, Mark Ridley, Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah, very good. It's very good. I think with, I like Puss in Boots and Laces.
Puss in Boots and Laces myself. Or Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk with Andy McFarlane as the Beanstalk.
Or both.
It's
up to you, John.
The big problem is, I don't know the story of Puss in Boots, but I do know the story of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, I don't know the story of Puss in Boots.
But look, we've got all it to look forward to. Thank you so much for those.
So lovely letters this week. And as always, if you send us enough letters, you get to become a FOF. And if you are in the FOF circle, you get to play one of our games on the National Obsession. Person who did that last week and won through again to this week. Did she win, John? I can't remember.
Well, we sort of bent the rules a little bit just because we like Jane, really.
We just like Jane. And we just like her, so she's got to come back this week. And it's Jane Kelly. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening. On the ice.
On the ice, to you, Jane.
Hey, Jane. It was so nice to meet you last night at Eastleigh, Jane.
It was lovely to meet you too, yes.
It was a highlight of a terrible evening. And John, I met Jane and she'd just gone to get two teas.
Okay.
And she was climbing back up the grandstand and she had these two teas in her hands and we just scored. And we had a little chat, didn't we, Jane? And then she got up to the top to sit with Tom, I'm assuming. And then we scored again and I thought, Jane's got the lucky teas. Jane's in with the lucky teas.
No, I'm a jinx, Charlie.
Oh, you're not, Jane. You had those teas. You had those teas. And then I bet when you finished the teas, we didn't score again.
Yeah,
didn't
that's
we,
it.
No, we didn't. And they were all telling me to go down and have some more. But I didn't
you get some more teas, Jane. Exactly. I'd have bought you another bloody tea.
If Gary Johnson's listening, which we know that, you know, sometimes inside the club, they do listen to this. Bring a massive box of PG tips on Saturday and pay for Jane to come down and get her drinking.
Jane a thermos.
Get her drinking in the pot side.
Well, my son's coming down to the match on Saturday because it's his birthday.
Lovely. Yeah. Nice way to spoil it for him.
When the whole crowd is showing tea at 0-0, we'll know.
Right, Jane, let's get on with it. I'm going to get the games master for you and John will explain what we are playing this week.
Well, Jane, it's a new game for you this week, unfortunately. You did so well in Tamplins and Dragons that we've had to try and fox you this week with the new and improved, slim-lined and totally possible to complete Jim's Bentley.
Jane, it is Jim's Bentley. Do you fear Jim's Bentley?
Oh, dear, I'm not going to be good at this.
You do not sound happy about it, Jane. It has defeated many before you. Have you got a cup of tea in your hand, Jane? Because that might help you.
I haven't, because I've only this minute just come in from work. But I'm sure Tom can go and get me a cup of tea.
Well, I will pass you on to Jim.
Right, Jane, the way this works is I've got my Bentley Continental GT. I get 26 miles per gallon out of it. It's crucial that you remember that. And I'm going to set you a variety of maths challenges. But rather
it's
than
live maths, Jane, it's live maths.
But rather than being almost impossible like last time, I'm just going to ask you for a simple higher or lower in the Bruce Forsyth style.
Oh, the cards can be so cruel, Jane. Cards can be so cruel. Do you understand higher or lower?
Give us a twirl.
Nothing for a pair. Come on, dollies, do your dealing.
Here we go. So, on Tuesday night, my team were playing up at Wrexham. It's a 160-mile round trip. How much fuel did I use? Bearing in mind, 26 miles per gallon, 160-mile round trip. That's all the information you need.
26 miles per gallon and 160 miles, Jane. Do you understand it?
I do.
So, how many gallons of fuel did I use? Higher or lower than six?
Higher.
Higher, she says.
It was six. It was 6.15 gallons. So, Jane, congratulations. You're the first person to ever correctly answer a question on Jim's Bentley.
It's the first question ever been able to be understood on Jim's Bentley.
That too. I'm already liking this new format. On Saturday, this is question number two. Saturday, I'm playing Kingstonian in the FA Cup. Kingstonian down there, southwest London. It's a 426-mile round trip from AFC Fylde.
26 miles per gallon.
Simple again. How much fuel did I use? Or will I use, rather? 426 miles, 26 miles per gallon, higher or lower than 20 gallons of fuel?
20 gallons, Jane.
Lower.
Jane,
she's gone lower.
You've done it again, Jane. Blimey heck. 16.38 gallons of fuel. Jane,
she's in.
Congratulations.
She's in.
You've done very well so far, but there is one final tricky question to win. Do you want to gamble, Jane? Do you want to gamble?
But on, your darts and your pulley are safe, Jane.
Personally, the key to making this work is I've turned into Bruce Forsyth. Anyway, the total, as we worked out there for the week, was 22.5 gallons of fuel. So this is the question. How much did I pay for that fuel using the UK average of 125p a litre?
Oh.
125 a litre. And how many litres? Jim?
You've got to convert gallons to litres.
Oh, dear.
Which is 22.
Oh, it's the world's worst quiz.
This was meant to be difficult, this last one, but I'll give you a higher.
Popular demand.
I'll give you a higher or lower. Was it higher or lower than £110 worth of fuel?
Higher.
She's gone higher, Jim.
She's gone higher. Jane!
Yes, Jane!
Congratulations!
Cups of tea! Lucky cups of tea, Jane!
I've just got one here now.
Oh, fantastic. It was £127.50 worth of fuel. Just to give you the quick bit of workings out for all the math geeks out there, 22.5 gallons is 102 litres of fuel. At £1.25 a litre, that's £127.50 of fuel.
That's
well done,
it,
Jane.
Jane. You have won through to next week, Jane. Can you join us next week?
I'm sure I can.
Steve Thomas will be furious.
Steve Thomas will be absolutely furious. Well done, Jane.
Goodbye, fairly well.
Fairly well.
The National Obsession.
There we are, John. That's it for another week.
Oh, another week. It goes so fast.
A lovely podcast. Goes so quick every time, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
I'm sure we're going to beat Stockport, but we've got to beat Stockport.
Yes.
We'll do them again. There we are, on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.